The Arcata Playhouse Family Fun Series is celebrating its 11th season of public and school performances of theater, storytelling, puppetry, and variety performing arts. They're kicking off the family series this weekend with three performances by Teatro Pachuco, a Belgian troupe presenting physical comedy and dance and silent film described as one part Fellini, two parts Charlie Chaplin with a Latin twist of acrobatic dexterity. Here today to talk about the Arcata Playhouse Family Fun series are two gentlemen formerly known as Lupita La Femenita and El Guapo from Los Payasos Mendigos, also known as Rudy Galindo and David Fernie. Thanks so much for being here on the magazine.
Hey, Claire. Thanks for having us. We're very excited to be here.
Hi, Claire.
Hi.
I want a special hello to Joan Shirley. I hope you're feeling better. And come see the show. We're going to sit you right in front with a nice blanket and some tea and, of course, a little bit of whiskey.
Yeah, okay. So we're very excited to have Rudy in town with his family and his show to kick off our family series, which is in its 11th year with a wonderful show. And perhaps you can tell us the name of the show, Claire.
Well, the name of the show, as I read it, is Coup de Foudre.
So, very good.
Which is spelled Coup de Foudre, which means thunderclap, you said?
Yeah, or love at first sight.
Love at first sight. It's just that moment, right? So is that what we're going to experience this
weekend? Yeah, tell us a little bit about the show, Mr. Galindo.
The performance is different styles that we mix together just like a cocktail. And because of that, you get a distilled portion of these distinct styles. And if I have to encapsulate it, I would say it's like a silent film, very Fellini-esque, no words used. And you can't really... it's all unexpected. So,
well, I read the description and it's about a clown and a ballerina, and that's you and your partner. You're based in Belgium, but you were telling me before we went on the air that you two created this piece when you were working in Chiapas, Mexico. Was that with Clowns Without Borders?
Yeah, it was.
And you developed the piece there. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Almost every winter, I go to Chiapas to do some expeditions of laughter with Payasos Sin Fronteras, Clowns Without Borders. And this particular time, my wife was with me with my daughter Luna, and I asked her. I said, "Why don't you jump in and try." Doing this kind of work, and she was a little bit reluctant, but fortunately we had something for her, an image for her to work on. It's called The Sleeping Man, and it's based on Charlie Chaplin. So she started working in my world, and what's nice about working with the dancer is she has a different point of view of how to present work and how to do the process of creating the work, which is very different from my world. And so I've learned quite a bit working with her. And this collaboration, it really is two worlds, you know, colliding into a thunderstorm of poetry, magic, and you know, wild imagination.
Lovely. And this is the U.S. premiere, for the most part, of this piece in its entirety that's happening at the Playhouse this weekend, correct?
Yeah. They've done a little bit of it in the past up here, but this whole show as it is has not been done here in the U.S., so we're excited about that. We're doing three public performances, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m., and then as part of our series, we do a whole group of school performances where we bus kids in from all around the county, from over to Blue Lake all the way down to Lolita. And so we're doing actually a show. We'll start performing tomorrow morning with shows Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday school shows, and then we'll have three public shows as well. So they're actually doing like seven performances while they're here. So a large group of kids and people, adults, will see the performance. And the great thing about our series, and I think this is totally true for Rudy's work as well, I know you were asking about creating for kids, but one of the great things about our series and Rudy's work as well is that it has a wide appeal to young people as well as adults. When we do, like I said, we do the school performances, but when we do the public performances, you know, 2/3 to 3/4 of them are adults that come and come without kids to see the work. And so sometimes we're creating for a family audience, but, you know, it's really about the wide appeal. And that was kind of what was really unique about Los Payasos Mendigos as well, is that we had such a wide appeal, you know, to adults and seniors and little kids and everything in between.
I think it's just a kind of the nature of your humor too, you know, it's just all seems very kind of real and silly, but not just so slapstick. You actually know how to make people laugh, and, you know, everybody of any age enjoys that. I mean, generally, we sort of tend to laugh at the same things at any age when it's just basic life things and physical comedy. So
yeah, physical comedy and, you know, two elements of Rudy's show, which are physical comedy and dance, I think also have a wider appeal.
Yeah, my wife is a contemporary dancer. She has her own company called Giolizu. And so what she brings to this performance is not something that another vaudevillian or another clown can bring. She brings her own world. And like I said, when we overlap, we push the quality to another level, to a level that that cannot exist without the other.
Yeah, I've seen your work together.
Yeah, it's definitely
beautiful.
A hybrid, yeah.
It's very soulful, beautiful, moving work. So we're about out of time, or we are out of time, but will you tell people again where they can get tickets and when the public shows
are? So come out and see this great show and see Rudy for his short stint here in Humboldt, so you can come and say hello. The public performances are on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. Tickets are at Wildberries. You can call our phone and reserve at 822-1575 or go online or for our website. At this point, there's quite a few tickets, but we're pretty sure it's gonna fill up because we don't get this special gentleman into town very much. So yeah, come out and check out the series. Friday night for the opening will be fun because we'll do a little reception and you can meet the artists after and hang out. And it's for everybody. Bring your kids, bring your grandparents, bring everybody, and you all will enjoy it.
No kangaroos.
All right. Absolutely.
Is there like a Los Payasos thing that you go out with? I know it's visual, so.
Uh-oh.
Believe it.
Believe it. That's
Thank
what it
you.
Is. Thank you for coming.
Adios. You see you at the Playhouse.